The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 28, text number 63, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 16th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 28, text number 63.
Ir šiandieną skaitame toliau Šimat Bhagavatam ketvirtos giesmės 28 skyriaus 63 tekstą.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yata purusha atmanam.
Yata purusha atmanam.
Ekam adarsha chakshusho.
Ekam adarsha chakshusho.
Dvidha bhutam avikshetha. Tathaivantaram avyo.
Tathaivantaram avyo.
Yata purusha atmanam.
Yata purusha atmanam.
Ekam adarsha chakshusho.
Ekam adarsha chakshusho.
Dvidha bhutam avikshetha.
Dvidha bhutam avikshetha.
Tathaivantaram avyo. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. As a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror to be one with himself and not different, whereas others actually see two bodies, so in our material condition, in which the living being is affected and yet not affected, there is a difference between God and the living entity. So today's purport is very long, so we will just read it in Lithuanian language today, the purport.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Ragana Tanvita Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So Krishna is making sure that we don't misunderstand.
Ir Krishna nori įsitikinti, kad mes klaidingai nesuprastume.
In yesterday's verse,
ir vakarykštame posme,
he said the living being and the super soul are one.
Jis pasakė, kad gyva esybė ir super siela yra vienodi.
Today he is saying they are different.
Šiandien sako, kad ir skirtingi.
So someone may say, well, I like yesterday's better than today's.
Ir kažkas gali pasakyti, vakarykštis posmas labiau man patiko nei šiandien.
So I will go with yesterday's version.
Todėl aš, reiškia, priimsiu tą vakarykštę versiją.
This is a logical fallacy.
Tai yra logikos, reiškia, netobulumas.
Known as Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. Half hen logic.
Kuris vadinamas, reiškia, pusė vištos logika.
I have many times told the story of the farmer.
Daug kartų pasakiau, reiškia, fermerio istoriją.
He had a hen who laid very nice eggs.
Turėjo vištą, kuri dėjo labai tokius gerus kiaušinius.
Big eggs, you see.
Didžiulis kiaušinis.
And many eggs also.
Ir daug.
So this farmer, he was making big profit off his hen.
Ir tas fermeris daug užsidirbdavo iš jų.
He was getting many, many rupees in the marketplace for those big eggs, you see.
Turguje daug rupijų parsinešdavo.
He was very happy.
Buvo labai laimingas.
But he had one lament.
Bet vieno dalyko jis pergyveno.
That hen was eating a lot of chicken feed.
Ta višta labai daug vištų lesalo valgė.
He was spending a lot of money on that chicken feed.
Ir jis labai daug pinigų turėjo išleisti tam.
So one day he got a bright idea.
Ir vieną dieną jam šovė tokia geniali mintis.
He said, this end of the hen that lays eggs, it is very good.
Sako, šita pusė vištos, kuri deda kiaušinius, labai
good. This end of the hen that eats is very bad.
O šita pusė, kuri valgo, labai prasta.
So I will cut off the head of the hen.
Todėl nukirsiu tą galvą.
And save all that money.
Ir sutaupysiu pinigus.
Just see what a foolish rascal he was.
Pažiūrėkit, koks kvailas.
So he did them.
Ir tai padarė.
He cut off the head of the hen and then he kept waiting. When's she going to lay an egg?
Nukirto jį galvą ir laukia, kada padės kiaušinius.
But no eggs came.
Bet kiaušiniai nebelindo.
Why?
Kodėl?
Because the hen was dead.
Nes jau buvo
negyva. So, on the pathway of Krishna consciousness,
taigi, Krishna sąmonės kelyje,
we must be very careful to avoid the logical fallacy
kad išvengti tos logikos netobulumų,
known as Ardha Kukuti Nyaya,
žinomas tokiu vardu,
half-hand logic.
Pusės ir vištos logikos.
We have to understand both sides.
Reikia suprasti abi pusės.
That there is qualitative oneness between the Lord and the living being.
Kad yra kokybinis tapatumas tarp viešpaties.
And there is quantitative difference also.
Bet taip pat yra ir kiekybinis skirtumas.
Both sides are very important.
Yra abi pusės labai svarbios.
So in this way we have to be well-rounded philosophers, you see.
Ir todėl tokiu būdu turim gerai būti apsiskaitę filosofai.
And cannot be fanatics.
Ja, negali būti fanatikai.
As Prabhupada explains,
kaip Prabhupada aiškina,
religion without philosophy is sentimentalism.
Religija be filosofijos tai tik sentimentalizmas.
And sometimes fanaticism.
Kartais net fanatizmas.
And we can add now and sometimes terrorism also.
Dabar galim pridėti, kad net kartais ir terorizmas.
So religion without philosophy is very dangerous.
Religija be filosofijos yra labai pavojinga.
But philosophy without religion, that is also bad.
Bet filosofija be religijos taip pat nėra gerai.
Mental speculation.
Yra tik tai protiniai išmąstymai.
So we have to have both. We have to have religion and philosophy.
Ir todėl reikia turėti abu dalykus, ir religiją, ir filosofiją.
We should understand philosophically how Krishna is God.
Turime filosofiškai suprasti, kodėl Krishna Dievas.
We should not use our philosophical nature to deny the existence of God.
Neturėtume panaudoti savo filosofinės prigimties, kad paneigti Dievą.
But we should use our philosophical nature to understand how God exists.
Bet tą savo filosofinę prigimtį turim panaudoti, kad suvokti, kaip tas Dievas egzistuoja.
The other day, when one of our ISKCON members, one Indian lady, she wrote me an email.
Ir vakar viena ISKCON narė iš Indijos parašė e-mailą.
She is staying now in the United States.
Ji dabar gyvena Amerikoje.
Her husband is an atheist.
Ir jos vyras ateistas.
She wanted to know, how can I make my husband Krishna conscious?
Norėjo sužinoti, kaip savo vyrą gali atversti Krishna sąmonę.
So I explained to her.
Ir aš jai paaiškinau.
In other words, she wanted to know, how can I prove to my husband the truth of the Vedic scriptures?
Kitaip sakant, ji norėjo žinoti būdą, kaip įrodyti savo vyrui, kad Vedų šventraščiai yra tiesa.
I explained to her that you have to explain the science of God in a logical, philosophical way. And then you add that it is confirmed in the scriptures. You can't expect a gross materialist to accept the authority of the scriptures. For us, we accept them. It's true, because it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. For us, that is a fact. But can you tell the man on the street it's true? You have to accept it's true because it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You need to give him logical arguments. That's a very important thing for preaching. One has to be able to preach in a logical, philosophical way. Prabhupada gives many, many logical, philosophical arguments in his books. If you carefully read Srila Prabhupada's books, you'll become a very expert logician and philosopher. For example, one argument he gives is this. Every machine has an operator. Therefore, I can guess that the gigantic machine, the universe, it also must have an operator. It's a very simple argument, logical argument. The atheists say there is no supreme operator. Everything is simply happening by chance. So we can ask them, my dear sir, I see you have your nice car here that you're driving. Did it just happen by chance that somebody over at the Renault company, they stacked up some metal and some glass and some wires and they threw some dynamite?
Ar kažkokia tai firma sumetė į vieną vietą metalą, stiklą, numetė dinamitą ir taip mašina atsirado?
So did your car happen by chance?
Ir ar taip jūsų mašina atsirado?
That they threw a stick of dynamite on a stack of raw materials and your car came out of the explosion?
Atsitiktinai iš kažkokio sprogimo netikėto.
My dear sir, is the answer yes or no?
Ar taip ar ne?
And he says, has to say, well, no, it was designed and carefully designed and carefully built by a team of engineers. So how can the atheist think that this gigantic universe, which is a very well-constructed machine, it simply happened by chance, by some big bang. There was complete chaos, there was some big explosion, and then order came out of chaos. We see whenever there's an explosion, it doesn't make order, it makes chaos. You ever seen an explosion that created order? No. An explosion will take order and turn it into chaos. But the atheists, they want us to believe that this order, the orderly cosmos, it came about by an explosion.
Bet ateistai nori, kad mes patikėtumėm, kad visa šita visatos tvarka atsirado sprogimo dėka.
There was no intelligence behind it.
Bet nebuvo jokio intelekto.
So we have to expose these rascal philosophies. Srila Prabhupada would say, ask them what is their philosophy. And then defeat it. We have to show them the fallacy of their materialistic conception of existence. We have to completely decimate their material conception. And then when they're totally defeated, then they can be open. actually there's a nice, see, in other words, when they become humbled, then they become open to hear.
Ir kai jie šiek tiek tokiu būdu įgaus nuolankumo, jie tada galės išklausyti, bus pasiruošę.
But right now they're very proud. They think, oh, we have our great civilization.
Bet dabar jie labai didžiuojas, turime savo civilizaciją didžiąją.
We have computers, we have jet airplanes, we have the internet, we have all this high technology.
Turime kompiuterius, lėktuvus, naujausius, internetą.
High HD cameras. We have all this high technology.
Kameras, nuostabiausias visas tas technologijas.
Of course, we can use it for Krishna.
Žinoma, mes tai Krishna galime.
Just like now, this is being broadcast live on the internet.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, dabar naudojamas kompiuteris, kad per internetą
pasiekti. So there's nothing wrong with the technology.
Ir su technologija pačia nieko blogo nėra.
If we use it for Krishna.
Jeigu panaudojam ją Krishna.
But if we think that now we can deny the existence of God because we have this high technology.
Bet jeigu galvojam, kad dabar, kai jau turim tas technologijas, galim paneigti Dievo buvimą.
Then it has to be pointed out, this technology is not really that high.
Tada reikia nurodyti, kad šita visa technologija iš tikrųjų nėra jau tokia išaukštinta.
Where is the technician who has conquered the problem known as death?
Kur tas technikas, reiškia, konstruktorius, kuris gali nugalėti mirties problemą?
Where is that scientist who has put a stop to disease?
Kur tas mokslininkas, kuris gali sustabdyti ligas?
We are still under the stringent grip of the laws of nature.
Mes vis dar tokiuose, reiškia, griežtose rėmose gamtos gunų, gamtos.
So, it's very important that one becomes a little humble.
Ir todėl yra labai svarbu, kad žmogus įgautų šiek tiek nuolankumo.
When you're a little humble, then you can become open to spiritual knowledge.
Nes kai žmogus tampa šiek tiek nuolankus, jis tampa atviras dvasiniam žiniom.
When you're a little humble, you can be opened up to the idea of doing devotional service.
Ir kai šiek tiek žmogus nuolankus, tada jis gali jau apsimti kažkokią atsidavimo tarnystę.
Just like our friend George Harrison.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, mūsų draugas George'as Harrisonas.
He was rendering nice service for the movement. But Prabhupada had an urgent need. He had translated the Krishna book, but he didn't have any money to publish the Krishna book. So he asked Shyamasundaras. He actually told Shyamasundaras to ask George Harrison for the money. Now, up to this point, they never asked George for anything. Because he's rich and famous. Everybody's coming and asking George for this and George for that, you see. It's very disturbing to him. Everybody is always trying to get things out of him. But the devotees had always been different. They'd always been giving to George and the Beatles. Giving, giving, giving. And George liked the devotees because of that. So Shyamasundara got really scared. If we ask George for this money, he may say, get lost. I want nothing to do with you people anymore.
Ir Šiamasundra įsigando, jeigu mes prašysim pinigų iš jo, tai jis gali mus pasišlikštėti mumis ir sakyti, daugiau nenori jūs mažyti.
Shyamasundara did not want to follow Prabhupada's instruction and ask George for the money.
Ir Šiamasundra visai nenorėjo sekti Prabhupada's nurodymų ir prašytų pinigų.
But still, his spiritual master ordered, so what could he do?
Bet vis tiek dvasinis mokytas nurodė, tai ką dabar padarysim.
So he was having dinner at George's house.
Ir jie turėjo pietus George'o namuose.
And he didn't know how to say it, but finally he did. But he didn't personally say, ask George for the money. He said, Prabhupada, he made Prabhupada the bad guy, you see. Prabhupada asked me to ask you for the money. To print the Krishna book. And as soon as Shyamasundara said that, George got this very disturbed look on his face. Not you too. You're like all those other people. And I mean, he had a very disturbed, agitated look on his face. He was just getting ready to say something really negative, you see. And then lightning hit the house. A bolt of lightning directly hit the house. And the lights went out. And everybody was sitting there shaking, you know. And it was very loud, it was very powerful bolt of lightning. Kawam! Hit the house. I forgot to tell you something. When Shyamasundara had told George, had told Prabhupada that Prabhupada, George is not going to like this. I don't know how we can do this. Prabhupada said, don't worry, Krishna will help you. So anyway, this big bolt of lightning came and everybody was, oh my God, they're terrified, you see. A bolt of lightning can kill you, you see. And it came very close to everybody sitting in that room. It hit the very house they were sitting in. They came that close to death. And they were sitting there in the dark, shaking, terrified in the dark. Then after a few minutes, the lights came on. And George had a big grin on his face. He said, after that, what can I say? And he agreed to give the money for the Krishna book. So the point was, he had to become humble. You see? It's very important to become humble. Sometimes we wonder in our life, why does this thing have to happen to me? I become very sick. I lose my money. My dog got run over by a car. You know, something horrible happened to me, you see. And I wonder, why did this happen to me? But actually, these things come to us as a special blessing from Krishna to make us humble. Because when we are humble, then we become open to accepting Krishna's authority. Without having to, if we had no difficulties in this material existence, we would think, what's the need for God? I am God. You see? So actually, when you have difficulties in your life, take it as a blessing from Krishna. That's why Kunti Devi is begging for more and more difficulties. Vipada shantu tashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavanam darshanam yashad apunar bhava darshanam. That, let those difficulties come again and again. Because when they come, my dear Krishna, I can see you. And when I see you, I no longer see the repetition of birth and death. So Kunti Devi was begging for difficulties. Of course, it's not that we can artificially imitate. But at least when difficulties come, we should not be disturbed. We should always try to come to the Brahma-Bhuta platform. Brahma-Bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samak sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim lavate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. And in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, text 54. So we should always try to come to that Brahma-Buddha platform by remembering, I'm not this body. I'm an eternal spiritual being. Krishna is my eternal Lord and Master.
Krishna mano amžinas viešpats.
He is arranged personally arranging everything for me to come back home, back to Godhead as soon as possible.
Jis asmeniškai surengė viską mano gyvenime, kad aš kuo greičiau grįžčiau pas jį namo.
There's no need for confusion.
Ir nėra reikalo sutrikti.
There's no need for illusion.
Ir patekti į iliuziją.
There's no need for delusion.
Ir pasimetimo.
Krishna is giving me a pathway by which I can directly come back to Him, pade pade, step by step.
Ir Krishna man duoda kelią, kuriuo aš galiu tiesiogiai grįžti pas jį, žingsnis po žingsnio.
He is custom designing for each and every devotee just that perfect situation by which they can attain Him.
Jis asmeniškai surengia situaciją kiekvienam atsidavusiui. Būtent tokia, kuri geriausiai jam padėtų sugrįžti.
Just like a tailor can make you a suit custom fitted for your body.
Taip ir, pavyzdžiui, siuvėjas gali pasiūti jums drabužį grinai tinkantį jum.
Krishna is giving a custom fitted back to home, back to Godhead program for each and every jiva soul within all of existence.
Taip ir Krishna duoda kiekvienai jivai visam pasaulyje būtent tokį planą, kuris jai padėtų sugrįžti.
But there's one thing lacking
at
the present time, and that is our cooperation.
Tai yra mūsų bendradarbiavimo.
We have to agree to go along with the program.
Reikia eiti su to planu šalia.
Trouble is, we're refusing. We're saying, no, no, no.
Problema ta, kad mes atsisakom.
I will keep my independence.
Aš būsiu nepriklausomas.
I am God.
Aš Dievas.
We have to give up this so-called independence.
Turime atmesti taip vadinamą nepriklausomybę.
And surrender ourselves to Krishna.
Krishna.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Yeah. Tai reiškia, tai kad jie, nu, viskas su mano komentarija, viskas viena. Jie negali išaiškinti, kaip atsistoja šitą visatą. Kaip tai spręsti?
The impersonalist in their philosophy, they cannot explain how this material world is existing. They have no explanation how to understand this. Because they say that everything is one, but this world is not one. And they cannot explain.
You know, that proves the fallacy of their philosophy. They have no way of explaining how illusion can exist. Any other questions?
Your Holiness, you have mentioned that one should not hear Mayavadis. But, and even the devotees who are fixed and have a taste, Lord Chaitanya forbade them. So what is the danger for such an advanced devotees to hear?
We can hear about Mayavadi philosophy from the Vaishnavas.
Galime girdėti Mayavadis filosofiją iš Vaishnavų.
To know what it is so we can defeat it.
Kad žinotumėm, kaip ją nugalėti.
That's all right.
Tai tinka.
Prabhupada talks about Mayavadi philosophy a lot in his books. You hear it from Prabhupada or from Prabhupada's followers, that's very good because they'll teach you the fallacy of it. But if you hear it from a Mayavadi guru, actually they are not guru, they are lagu. One of those Mayavadi lagus. You see, guru means heavy.
Guru tai reiškia sunkus.
He's heavy with knowledge.
Sunkus, pilna žinių.
And lagu means light.
O lagu reiškia lengvas.
He has no substance, you see.
Neturi, reiškia, esmės.
It's like a powder, you know, it's like a puff of cotton or something. See.
Kaip koks, reiškia,
so guru is heavy.
Gabaliukas,
and these Mayavadis, they are not guru, they are lagu, they are light.
Yra guru, yra sunkus, o majavadžiai lengvi.
They have no shakti, they have no real potency.
Neturi tikros shakti, tikros galios.
They simply have shakti to cheat, that's all.
Jie turi tik shakti apgaudinėti.
They have no shakti to connect their disciples with the transcendental platform.
Bet neturi shakti sujungti savo mokinius su dvasiniu lygmeniu.
They're very good at picking the pockets of their disciples and making a lot of money.
Jie labai gerai moka, reiškia, visus pinigus iš mokinių ištraukti.
I know, I was cheated by a majavadi guru.
Aš žinau, aš buvau apgautas vieną majavadi guru.
He gave me that mantra. You know.
Man mantra.
Aing, 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 aing. So it's very good to hear about Mayavadi philosophy from the Vaishnavas. So you can expertly understand its intricacies. Prabhupada described, just like there's that verse in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. The shloka talks about how the Lord is arupam, without form. You may say, oh, this proves Mayavadi philosophy is correct. The shloka says arupam. But the very next verse talks about the transcendental form of the Lord. So you have to, again, we have to avoid half-hand logic, you see. Because the next verse, therefore, arupa means no mundane form. It doesn't mean no form, it means no material form. That is the only logical interpretation. Because the very next verse describes in detail the form of the Lord. Look at the amazing description in the Brahma Samhita. Angani yasha sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalayanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya govindam aripurusham tamaham bhajami. Such an amazing form Krishna has, you see. Brahmaji says, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality. And is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each and every limb of that transcendental figure is full in himself and thus eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. Krishna is so much of a person that he would take just one limb, his elbow or his ear, take any one part of his body. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati translates that verse. He doesn't talk about the limbs of Krishna's body as it. He talks about it as him. Each limb of the Lord's body, even taken as an individual unit, is in himself, manifest, seeing, maintaining, and manifesting eternally the infinite universes.
Ir kiekviena dalelė paėmus ją atskirai nuo viso kito kūno, ji mato, palaiko ir apreiškia visas šitas visatas.
So we can see that when the Svetashvatara Upanishad says rupam, it means no material form.
Ir Svetashvatara Upanishadas sako rupam, materialios formos nėra.
So we should study Mayavadi philosophy in Srila Prabhupada's books to see how it's defeated. To see what are the arguments being used by the Mayavadis and how to defeat those arguments. In fact, I've many times told the story when Prabhupada was flying in the airplane with Madhavisha. From Mumbai to Nairobi. Just imagine you're sitting there with Prabhupada in the airplane, just the two of you. for like an 8-hour flight. You're going to be with Prabhupada, the two of you alone, for 8 hours. Just imagine sitting with Prabhupada for 8 hours. Just you and Prabhupada. Talk about nectar. So what did Prabhupada say? He said, so, you're ready to fight? Madhavesha didn't know what to think. Fight, Prabhupada? You want me to fight? What do you mean? He said, you play the Mayavadi and I will play the... How did he... Prabhupada would play the Vaishnava, right? And Madhavesha would play the Mayavadi. So then Prabhupada defeated the Mayavadi philosophy. Then Prabhupada said, okay, now you be the Vaishnava and I will be the Mayavadi. And Madhavesha is thinking, oh, I've heard all the arguments for defeating Mayavadi philosophy. Now I can defeat Prabhupada's Mayavadi philosophy. But you know what happened? Prabhupada was so expert in the art of debate that he completely defeated Vaishnava philosophy with the Mayavadi arguments. And Prabhupada said, this is how expertly you should know the art of debating. That you can defeat your own position. And then, of course, that would mean you can also turn around and defeat the defeat of your own position. And then defeat the defeat, the defeat of your position. And defeat, the defeat, the and defeat, 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 like that, you see. This is the art of debate. So actually, every preacher should be very expert at Mayavadi philosophy. He can even argue it, Mayavadi philosophy. He knows it so well, he can argue, use Mayavadi arguments to try to defeat Vaishnava philosophy, is it? And then turn around and defeat those arguments. So actually, if you read Prabhupada's books very carefully, you see in detail he gives what is Mayavadi philosophy. So you should know it intimately well. The arguments used by the Mayavadi philosophers. So any other questions? So everybody's satisfied now, all right. All right, go.
But if we meet such a person as Shankaracharya, then does the arguments help us? Is it the most important thing in such a case, or something else?
If you meet Shankaracharya, actually you should offer your obeisances. He is Lord Shiva himself, the topmost Vaishnava. You won't have to try to defeat him. Because he admitted his philosophy was incorrect before he left the planet. It was a tactic to attract the Buddhists. But he reversed his position at the end. He said, Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudha Mate. He addressed all of his disciples as mudhas, as fools. So you won't have to debate with Shankaracharya. He'll help you with arguments for defeating Mayavadi philosophy. Anything else? Does that fully answer your question?
Klausimas
išeina. Ar vien tik erudicijos?
Nes kuo didesnis erudicijos, tuose kurie silpnų, sakysim, argumentų daugiau paduoti ir išsukti. Tas pats pavyzdys su Prabhupada, jis galėjo taip ir taip išaiškinti. Taip pat darė ir Viešpats Šeitanija.
For example, if I meet an impersonalist very advanced in debating, and is his debating skills of debating is the most important thing which will be the cause of victory, or there is something else that could influence?
Actually, we are not interested in arguing.
Iš tikrųjų, mes nesidomim argumentais.
We just want to chant and glorify Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų, mes tik norim kartoti ir išlovinti Krishna.
But when the Mayavadis come and they attack us with their Mayavadi arguments,
bet kai Mayavadžiai ateina ir atakuoja mūsų savo argumentais,
it's our duty to defeat them.
Tai mūsų pareiga juos nugalėti.
We have no interest to criticize anyone.
Ir kritikuoti jų mums neįdomu.
We don't like to fight.
Mums nepatinka kovoti.
We just want to glorify that beautiful Lord Krishna. Meditate on His wonderful bodily features. We just want to always see that smiling face of Krishna. This is our desire. But if these rascals come and they say the face of Krishna is false, Krishna has no face, then we become angry like fire. And we defeat the rascals. How dare they say that my Lord's face is false? That he has no smile. That he doesn't play the flute. That he is simply nameless, formless, and qualityless. And that he's not even he's simply it. The Vaishnavas, their blood boils when they hear such arguments. It's like Hanuman when they lit his tail on fire, you see. He put the whole city of Lanka on fire, you see. So when these Mayavadis tell us that Krishna is not a person, he has no form, he has no qualities, he has no activities, they are lighting a fire in our heart. And we will use that fire to burn down all of their Mayavadi arguments. It's like Hanuman burning Lanka. Nitai Gaurachandra ki jai, Shishi Radha Damodar ki jai. So, but we will do it with a cool head. When I joined this movement in 1971, we were preaching at the largest university in the U.S. The University of Texas at Austin, Texas. And there was a very popular professor there who was a Mayavadi. And he gave his lectures in a big, huge hall, presenting Mayavadi philosophy. And many of us would go just to hear. You didn't have to be a student. Anybody could go and hear his lectures, you see. It was open. So Prabhupada heard about this Mayavadi professor at the university. He told us to challenge him to a debate, to defeat his Mayavadi arguments. But he said we should do it with a cool head. So even though we are burning, there's a fire of rage burning in our hearts to hear these Mayavadi arguments. In a very cool way, we channel our anger into this activity defeating the Mayavadis. Because if you lose your cool, you can't think intelligently. Vaishnava always keeps his cool head, you see. Even if he appears to be angry. Just like that time in Mexico City. When Prabhupada was he showed great anger that the devotees didn't come to Mangal Arati.
He
showed so much anger that the devotees were shaking. And then Prabhupada walked out of the temple room with Chitsukananda Prabhu, the temple president. And Chitsukananda Prabhu, there was a flower growing. He gave that fragrant flower to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada smelled it and relished it with a very serene, peaceful mood. He had just a moment before been roaring like a lion.
That
the devotees were sleeping during Mangal Arati. But now he's like a little gentle lamb smelling the flower. Chitsukananda was amazed. Prabhupada, how is this? You were so angry, but now you're so peaceful. Prabhupada said, actually, I'm never angry. You are my beloved disciples. I'm never angry with you. But I must make a show of anger to train you. So in this way, even when we defeat the Mayavadis, a devotee loves everyone. He even loves the Mayavadis. We don't hate the
Mayavadis.
They're part and parcel of Krishna like everybody else. But we hate their damn philosophy. And out of kindness upon them, we want to help save them from that philosophy. Therefore we say, Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshu Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarine. That our respectful obeisances unto that greatest of all spiritual masters, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who so kindly come to these Western countries to smash this Mayavadi philosophy. Like father, like son. Our father, he is a Mayavadi smasher. So we are the sons and grandsons. It is our family business. We are Mayavadi smashers. So do your duty. Like Prabhupada said, with a cool head. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.